Several cities use ShotSpotter. Milwaukee started in 2010. The system employs microphones or sensors in areas where gunshots are common. Police Chief Edward Flynn says the program enables officers to pinpoint where shots originated and then respond more quickly.
With the assistance of ShotSpotter technology, these officers have been able to interrupt gunfights, provide first aid, gather evidence, and just as importantly, arrest the violent criminals who plague some of our city's neighborhoods.
Flynn says the city has allocated $300,000 for the program. His department has also used state funding, but last year Republican leaders cut nearly $500,000 from the pot. The chief had wanted to use it to expand ShotSpotter from its current 3 square miles to 10. At a news conference in Madison Thursday, he thanked lawmakers for offering to restore $175,000. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he didn't know what the program did until the chief demonstrated last summer.
I want to personally and publicly thank him for the amount of time and effort that he has really spent over the course of the past year helping those of us who either didn't fully understand all of the issues that the Milwaukee Police Department was dealing with or didn't understand the new technology that's really being deployed.
Yet Voss does not think the state should restore all funding for ShotSpotter because Milwaukee County is putting $175,000 toward the program. Democratic Assemblyman Mandela Barnes is pleased legislative leaders have had a change of heart, but he wishes they'd approve more money now that they understand how the program helps police fight crime.
It frightens me because they were quoted as saying they weren't familiar with the details of ShotSpotter when they made the cut. That's been the course of action for too many issues with the administration and with the governing party in both houses of the legislature. Unfortunately, they don't know the details of a lot of programs they cut.
The assembly plans to vote on the bill in February. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.